844 here on The Ticket. Work in progress. DJ Ringenberg, Justin Montemayor, and Matt Birmingham. We will mix with the invasion coming up in the next segment. But right now, a callback to earlier in the show, as our ace newsman, Ham, had the story of the dog that went viral last week at the Marlins-Rangers game at the Marlins Park after he was seen missing out on eating a hot dog. The dog right in front of him was caught on camera getting a tasty treat, and the dog behind him was looking longingly on, and the Marlins saw that, and they turned it into a whole campaign, and they said they're going to give him a whole day, a dream day at the park, and...
Oh, yeah, the flimsy premise.
The flimsy premise. Yeah. Thank you. Exactly. See? Thank you. And apparently now, you think that was flimsy, this same dog is now doing the car wash media tour.
You don't say.
You don't say. So we were lucky enough. Thank you to Deddy for getting this booking done.
Wow.
Welcome, Harold the dog, via phone. Somehow you can work the phone. I guess speakerphone, but
yeah, figure it out.
Harold the dog.
Speakerphone, yeah.
Okay, how you doing, Harold?
Good. Thanks for having me on. This is like my fifth interview I've done this morning. Just got off the phone with the chew. And oh, by the way, my given name is Jonah. My buddies call me Marlin. So you guys seem pretty cool. Go ahead and call me Marlin if you please.
Okay, we will. We'll call you Marlin. And I got to ask, why did it take you so long to start doing these interviews?
Well, I was trying to stay incognito. Didn't want this to turn into a whole thing, but of course, the media tracked me down, putting those mics in my snout. They managed to find me. I tell you, you go to the vet once to go get your worm aids taken out.
Right.
And they chip you and they track you, hoping to avoid all of this, but here we are, boys.
Why didn't you want to be found, though?
Well, I moved out to Florida for two reasons. One, do blow, and two, go me style on some Miami bitches, you know? And I did the math, if you'll allow me here for a second. Calculated, if one human year is seven dog years, that means my 15 minutes of fame is like an hour and 45 minutes. So I got to use it wisely. I really don't want public opinion to turn against me like that Hawk Tua girl. What the hell is her name? Who even knows? Anyways, so if you want, I want to use this newfound fame to get me some tail, because then it's all worth it.
No, I respect that. I understand how that goes. So yeah. We wanted to talk to you about that viral moment, though, that got you on the map. Could you walk us through what happened and what was going through your head?
Yeah, for sure. A couple buddies and I wanted to go support our fish. Don't know if you gentlemen know this, but that's the nickname us locals call the Marlins.
No, I
know. Anyway, my Marlins were taking on the pesky Red Shoe Rangers. It was the top of the seventh, which, by the way, seven innings of baseball for humans is 49 innings in dog years.
Oh.
It's like, holy F, that's a lot of F in baseball, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Anyways, I've been eyeing this bitch in the row ahead of me all game. She was flashing me her doomy eyes. My tail's wagging. I'm sniffing what she's throwing down. All consensual, I might add. All consensual.
Of course.
When all of a sudden, they're practically sticking a camera in my face. I mean, she's eating that hot dog right in front of me. Let's just say I'm glad that cameraman didn't pan down, because those Red Shoe Rangers wouldn't be the only red thing in that stadium. You know what I'm talking about, Monty.
Yeah, I gotcha.
But in that moment, oh my God, my fantasies are running wild. I mean, bow, wow, wow, yo, yippee, yay. She's looking a little husky. I tell you, I like him husky. And if the way she's down on that dog, all I could think of her was her hot tool in me. Wish I could have, you know, gobbled up that hot dog. I wish I was that hot dog, you know what I'm saying? Woof, wah! That dog, great ass.
All right, there's no way dogs are actually thinking this way, but we're speaking with Jonah, the Marlins dog, who goes by Marlin. So
isn't there a Harold in here somewhere?
There's a Harold also. There are a lot of names here with this dog, but we're happy to have him. So the organization, the Marlins, the fish, as you say, did track you down, and the article said that the Marlins are going to give you your own day VIP treatment. Can you tell us about that?
I can and I will. So July 12th, when my fish take on the tribe, I can still call them that. I'm a dog. I don't have to be politically correct.
Yeah.
They told me that it's going to be my day. And let me tell you, gentlemen, it's going to be, for lack of a better term, shooting fish in a barrel. I'm going to get so much ass. I'm going to try to break the record of slaying it set by the Yokero dog or that homosexual wishbone dog that they had.
What?
As long as they bring back that dog swallower that I was locking rocket with.
Gosh.
Let's just say I have some unfinished business to attend to. And this dog, your boy Marlin, is going to throw a bone and complete a game. 63 innings, me and that broad are going the distance, and I'm aiming to score every single inning. I might be a dog, but I'll chase that cat. Dogs in the world unite. Woof.
You're so charismatic there, Marlon. Anyway, I think that's all we have time for with you, Marlon. We'll talk to you next week.
Well, he did a lot of talking, so he's probably worn out.
But, all right. Yeah. There he is, the dog Marlon / Harold / Fish.
Kind of vulgar for a dog.
Yeah, he's doing a lot of hooking up, apparently.